This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 26th, 2026. Get ready, get set, it's field day. You can feel the excitement in the air, and soon it will be on the air, ARRL Field Day 2026. This year, ARRL Field Day is June 27th and 28th and runs from 1800 UTC on Saturday through 2059 UTC on Sunday. And the theme this year is Amateur Radio, a National Resource. Amateur radio operators and amateur radio clubs throughout the Americas will participate in the event. They have been getting ready now for months, scouting locations and getting ready to set up stations in public places, demonstrate ham radio's science, skill, and service to our community and to our nation. Many cities and states have issued proclamations for Field Day 2026. A few days ago in Hormigueros, Puerto Rico, it received its proclamation. Hormigueros City Director of Emergency Management Nelson Cruz made the presentation to ARRL Puerto Rico Section Manager Carmen Green, KP4QVQ. Ohio Governor Michael DeWine issued a proclamation declaring June 27th and 28th as Amateur Radio Operators Appreciation Days. In Gainesville, Florida, Alachua County Commissioners proclaimed June 21st to the 28th as Amateur Radio Week at its June 9th public meeting, noting that Amateur Radio Week leads up to the largest annual emergency communications exercise of the nation, Field Day. And Field Day is also on social media. To join the ARRL Field Day Facebook group, just log in on the Internet. Share your plans, tips, and tricks for a successful Field Day. And remember, when posting content from Field Day, use hashtag ARRLFD on all social media posts to receive 100 bonus points. For hams, no changes have been made to the rules in the past year, and the goal is still simple. Work as many stations as possible on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10-meter HF bands, as well as all bands 50 megahertz and above, and in doing so, to learn to operate in abnormal situations in less than optimal conditions. There is still time to get ready and have fun. Visit Field Day for all of the details and complete information. Register now for the Mini Contest University. Mini Contest University, CTU, is coming to Huntsville Hamfest for the first time. The CTU is sponsored by DX Engineering as one of three training tracks organized for the 2026 ARRL National Convention Program in Huntsville on Friday, August 21st. Registrants will learn from veteran and amateur radio contesters. This mini CTU will appeal to new and veteran contesters alike who are looking to hone their skills. Presenters cover general contest operations, contesting skills, and many resources and tools to get more out of contesting. Training Track 1, that's the Mini Contest University. It's contest operating techniques and strategies. That's at 8:30 on Friday the 21st. And then the contest station design is next, along with mobile contesting, organizing a winning field day, VHF and rover contesting, multi-operator fun at K3LR. The Mini CTU track leader is Tim Duffy, K3LR. And this training is sponsored by DX Engineering. On Training Track 2, Emergency Communications Academy, topics include ARES, future-proofing, PACE planning, digital comms, and emergency preparedness. And on Training Track 3, Salty Waltz Portable Antenna Workshop, practical portable antenna building, deployment, and operating, led by Walt Hudson, K4OGO. And you can register now for a training track using the ARRL registration form. Along with parades and fireworks and cookouts, amateur radio will be involved in many events this year's 4th of July as the America 250 celebrations start. In Jacksonville, Florida, the USS Orlick Amateur Radio Society will operate special event station WJ4DD on July 4th from 1300 to 2100 Zulu. In Lakeland, Georgia, the American Legion Milltown Post Amateur Radio Club will be holding a special event to commemorate the 250 years of freedom. AL7NS will operate July 4th and 5th at 1200 to 0000 Zulu. Point Blank Texas America 250 Point Blank Special Event Station K5P will operate July 4th, 2026 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on 14.260 megahertz. Ashtabula 250 celebration, that will be in Jefferson, Ohio. The Amigos Radio Club will be on the air with special event station KC80H, July 4th, 1200 Zulu to 1800 Zulu. Colonial Williamsburg special event at Williamsburg, Virginia. The Williamsburg Area Amateur Radio Club will operate K4RC, July 11th, 1400 Zulu to 2000 Zulu on 7.265 and 14.265 megahertz. You can visit their website for additional information there. And the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library dedication in Medora, North Dakota. The Theodore Roosevelt Amateur Radio Club will operate special event station K0ND, July 1st through July 8th, 1500 Zulu to 0000 Zulu. And check the ARRL events calendar for more events in your area. The Struthers Regional Operators of Amateur Radio, ROAR, will operate special event station K8R, celebrating the historic visit of the legendary Union Pacific Big Boy 4014 locomotive to Struthers, Ohio. The Union Pacific Big Boy is the world's largest operating steam locomotive and one of the best recognized railroad icons in history. K8R will operate Saturday, July 11th, 2026, from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and on Sunday, July 12th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The station will be located immediately adjacent to the train stop, allowing visitors to experience both the historic locomotive and amateur radio operations. Operators will be active on 40-meter single sideband, 20-meter single sideband, and 15-meter single sideband, and FT8 digital. Frequencies there may vary based on band conditions and operator availability. A unique commemorative K8R Union Pacific Big Boy 4014 QSL card will be available. For more information, visit QRZ.com. Congratulations to the Northern California DX NCDXC Club, celebrating their 80th anniversary this year. The NCDXC Club was formed in 1946 and has over 200 members over Northern California, with most of those members residing in the nine Bay Area counties. Club member Michael Flowers, K6MKF, has written a great article about the updates in the founding and the history of that club for the recent newsletter. Pretty good read, and shows why the club has been successful for eight decades. The Northern California DX Club was founded on October 10, 1946, by the charter members, and today club members include top personalities from every segment of the DX world, including many international associate members. The development of lifelong friendships among club members has been the most frequent and happy byproduct of its activities. Congratulations to the Northern California DX Club. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Long-time operators will remember the Oscar Locator, a polar map overlaid with a rotating ground track transparency that lets you predict a pass with nothing but a pencil and a clock. Orbit Deck rebuilds that experience as an interactive on-screen Oscar Locator. You can drag the map to rotate the path or arc overlay across a polar or QTH-centered base map, watching the satellite's position and your station's footprint move in real time. A protractor-style rim with per-degree tick marks and longitude and azimuth labels frame the disk. You can drive the overlay live, position it by hand to any equator-crossing longitude, drag the marker along the arc to step through the minutes after the crossing, or seed it directly to your next visible pass. A compact next equator crossings list is built in. Crucially, OrbitDeck also closes the loop with paper. Any satellite, real or hypothetical, can be exported as a printable PDF Oscar locator, ready to drop onto a clipboard for portable, screen-free operating in the field or in the classroom. There are many more features that we do not have time to list. OrbitDeck builds and source code are available at github.com/PRSTOETZER. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in Radio Sport this week, June 27th, the UFT QRP contest. That is CW. June 27th to 28th is Majesty King of Spain contest, single sideband and phone. June 27th and 28th, you'll remember this, ARRL Field Day, CW Phone Digital. And on July 1st, the RAC Canada Day contest, that's CW Phone. July 2nd, the VHF UHF FT8 Activity Contest, that is digital. And remember to visit the ARRL Contest Corral and Calendar for more events and information. Upcoming ARRL conventions and major events. July 11th, the SVARC HamFest, hosting the ARRL North Dakota Section Convention. That's in Minot, North Dakota. July 17th to the 19th, the Glacier Waterton HamFest. That's hosting the ARRL Montana Section Convention. That's in Essex, Montana. And July 25th, it's the ARRL South Dakota State Convention in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And save the date for August 28th through the 30th, the Wyoming HamCon. That's hosting the ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention in Casper, Wyoming. And make sure you search the ARRL HamFest and Convention Database at www.arrl.org/hamfest to find events in your area. The following America 250 W1AW portable activations begin at 0000 Zulu on Wednesdays and end at 2359 Zulu on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. And here are the current activations. Of course, on June 24th, no activation there because of ARRL Field Day. July 8th, no activations, the IARUHF contest there. On July 13th, it's Georgia, W1AW/4. The host is KJ4CNC. July 15th, Indiana, W1AW/9. The host there is AK9R. July 15th, Pennsylvania, W1AW/3. The host is K3LR. And July 15th, Utah, W1AW/7. The host is NA7C. And you can see the complete schedule at www.arrl.org/America250-WAS. And finally this week, thanks to the Central Indiana Amateur Radio Association in Noblesville, Indiana, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.